I'm trying to do that to you. And the rest of the committee. I'm not expecting a long meeting today. This meeting emanates from the workshop that was held last week. The question there that arose was the establishment of the Parliamentary Budget Office, amongst other things. So we agreed as a committee to set up a subcommittee just to look into what needs to be done. But also, we agreed that the report must come out on Friday, and that the members must have received that report by today, hoping that the members have had the opportunity to go through the report. I would like to extend my gratitude to the members of the subcommittee who really worked so hard to ensure that the report was produced by Friday. It was already on Friday. And thanks to the researchers as well who did most of the work. So, colleagues, am I right to assume that all the members have a copy of that report? And members have had the opportunity to go through the report. Maybe we should... do we need to go through the report or just give members... is my assumption right that the members have seen the report? Has everyone seen the report? I don't know, people are quite interested. You saw it? Okay, that's us. Anybody?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no need to go through the report. All right, then it's good then that the members have seen the report, and okay, according to the report, there were two comparisons that were taken, one from Canada and one from Uganda. And it's clear that on both of them, what was found out was almost the same. Because if I make it a background, the reason for us to establish the subcommittee was because I had reported that from the political task team of the House Chair, we got a report that maybe let me just go two steps back. In terms of the Act, that is the Money Bill Amendment Procedure and Real Estate Matters Act, it says this committee and other three committees will be responsible for appointing the director. Now, it says that the director must be someone with the requisite skills. Now, Now it says someone must be someone with the requisite skills. Now, the issue that came was from the political task team that met earlier this year. I don't know the date, in which case I was supposed to have attended the meeting, but I missed the meeting. But I was informed that there was a discussion in terms of who would be appointed, not in terms of the name, but what kind of skills they would look at. And the suggestion was that they are looking for a CA, for a chartered accountant. Now, the committee then had a deliberation on whether the chartered accountant would be a suitable person, and the subcommittee was appointed to investigate the type of skills that you have to look for. Health report then in front of us. Now everyone tells me that you have seen the report. Then shall we engage with the report now? Maybe before I do that, just from the members of the task team, there are many task teams. I'm referring to the task team of this committee now that compiles the report. I don't know if you would like to add anything, Honorable Ramasagana, Honorable Mashiko. Honorable Ramasagana? You have it. Okay. Shall we engage then with the report? Honorable Sam?
Chair, yes, I asked Dr. this morning whether I should apply for the position of director, but he says I'm a white male, I'm not ANC, and I'm too old, so I don't think I'm going to qualify. So you know, there's no purpose in my applying for the position anymore. But I hope we get the right and
the requisite. But you have the wrong person.
That's the test, though, yes. But I think the report is very clear. We're going to have a combined meeting with finance tomorrow, with finance committee, where I think we will probably discuss in more detail the appointment and the way or the procedure that we will follow with regard to the appointment and the interviews, etc. So I don't know whether there's anything more at this stage, because the report is very clear as to what they think we should have, you know, in terms of academic qualifications. We have a doctorate in economics. We have Dr. Dion George with us, which can help you. And extensive experience in research, time in the study of government policy, I think. I think it will be difficult to get a CA in any case. You'll have a CA to run that office. In any case, that's all I have to say about the report. It's a good report. Thank you.
I think the team from the committee did a good job, and also the researchers did well to get us this comparison. Honorable Swart, I think maybe your skills might come up handy because the age has not been specified yet. We can just black polish you if you want to be black. I don't think that should be a requisite. I think requisites are clearly stated, and I think the team did a good job. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chairperson, I can only say I think that the TOS team did an excellent job. And it followed our discussions last week in Somerset in Scrum. I think the processes, I think we can just go through the processes, what now, or will we discuss this tomorrow perhaps. But I think that is the important thing now. We can say, I think that the good thing is that we took the lead, and that's important. And I'm also glad that what happened here is that the model of the Canadian Parliament is used, because they are leaders in this field, internationally recognized in this regard. So I think Mr. Swart agreed also on that one. But I think if we can
your certain idea of what is the process as we can discuss it from now. We have largely discussed it, but I think some of the people wasn't here.
Well, thank you very much, honorable member. But I think that we're not going to go back to last week's discussion. We had a thorough discussion over 2 days around this point. But I think that's what we really, the assistance that we needed from the staff committee, we do have, because we were saying to them, what would be this requisite skill? And while the office of the House Chair was proposing, we're emphasizing the issue of accounting. So the committee was not very comfortable, but we said we can't decide. Let's make a research on the matter and find what skills are normally there, especially in other operating parliamentary budget offices. Then we find that the emphasis is on economic understanding and issues of policy, not the accounting. Accounting can, what we call it, as last week was said, that is something that we can always throw in, but the emphasis should really be on the economy. So the question that Honorable from raises of now where to? There's a meeting tomorrow with all the other four committees, but what I do know that tomorrow's meeting will assist. I'm sure now this collective will also assist in tomorrow's meeting, but at least we have had the benefit of the report as this committee late as it had come, but at least other committees, I understand that they have not had an opportunity to discuss these matters altogether. And I would like to make an appeal again to this committee. I know that on matter that we did discuss last week, I don't want to say I was defeated. I just want to make an appeal to some colleagues. The question is whether to... Last week's meeting agreed that we should not invite the House Chair until the committees have had their discussions and finalized the discussion. We agreed with that last week. Honorable Masaka, you must be disciplined with the meeting. You can't laugh every surface. Okay, we agreed last week that we will not invite him. Colleagues, I think that I've really tried to think about this matter over and over again. My biggest worry is that we agree that we don't invite him. We do not have to invite him. Committees will deliberate. We have, at least we have assisted the committees because we'll come with some work that has been done. Unlike the other committees. But the problem is that the challenge perhaps that we might face with me is that if the House Chair we don't invite, is that it might delay the process. That we conclude something tomorrow that must have to be discussed with the Office of the Speaker and the It delays the process. Some of the resolutions that were taken by the committee was that the committee's obvious view that by the 1st of April would like to see the director appointed, whether it's possible and deflated then. In fact, that was the time that was set, time frame that was set by the committee. But now, if we make, the fear that I have is that if we make different processes, we might delay the whole thing. I don't see what difference is going to make if the House Chair is invited there
Because at the end of the day, the committees are guided by the Act. The Act says the four committees have got the final say in the whole thing. But at the end of the day, this has been an account to the Speaker. The Speaker is appointed the House Chair who deals with committees to handle this matter on his behalf. So my appeal was really a reconsideration of within the fine with members, allowing the House Chair to attend. So that's a small matter, Honorable Harold Blom. I know that you are one of the people who are feeling very strongly that you shouldn't be there. Honorable Ramatakami.
No, thanks, Chair. Just 2 points, really. The first, I suspect that the task team's work has come to an end, and what we now have is a product of the standing committee, this portfolio committee. Maybe it will be useful that there's one sentence that must be added on the document itself that clarifies this point, so that it's very clear that at this meeting, as a committee, we agree that this is how we see the process unfolding, and this is how we do the interpretation of the skill as suggested in the Act. So I think that's the first point. The second point, Chair, is that on the issue raising. I don't think there was really a fundamental disagreement on this, on the issue of the chairperson's invitation. It was merely really the issue that was raised was in attempt to persuade other committees to agree with us that it would be a better process that is done in that particular way without him being present. But reading the, well, of course, the document is very clear whether it's irrespective. I mean, it can't change the facts. The fact that the law stipulates as such. So considering what you're saying, delaying the process, and considering that the Speaker appointed the Chair to run this process or to coordinate this process on that office behalf, it would be useful that the chair of the House Chair, when he reports, the report on the process that he himself has experienced and brought into that process collectively with other committees. I don't think he would necessarily disagree with the Act. He can't change. Nobody can change the Act. So with that, the chair, I wouldn't necessarily go to war with that issue. I think we should simply say that if the House Chair can attend, let's invite, extend the invitation. So therefore, let's review our position of last week and agree that perhaps it is better. Actually, the product that this product is fairly a strong product for the House Chair to have a different view on it. I just don't see how. So I think we should really, that spirit, invite the House Chair to be part of the meeting. I think it will short circuit today. So I therefore agree. I know that last week I had a view on the matter, contrary to what I'm saying. I think that I'll be willing to support that view. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Matagana. But I'm grateful that you persuaded Honorable Snell. I got your apology, but can I hear your view on this matter?
I think this document is good. It summarized everything that we needed to take forward. But just when I was going through this on Friday, I saw something about the Deputy Secretary to Parliament putting together a time frame in which various issues would be implemented. Maybe if we could get an update on that as well, that time frame and how far the implementation is on in that briefing tomorrow, to give us a clearer understanding of where we are. Because the reason I'm saying this is that will influence as well the work of the committee going forward as well.
I'd like to, we'll respond to that, but I'd like to hear your view in terms of, are you confident that...
I think we were in that discussion before we had a document like this in front of us. And I think this document clarifies a lot of issues that were raised, and I can't see them as being a problem.
But I think that with respect to the question that you were raising, I've not seen the document that you're talking about in terms of whatever. But now, the discussion from the committee side was that in convening tomorrow's meeting, it means that we are convening tomorrow's meeting. We're trying now to bring this process under our control now. Which means that whatever they have, it must be a product of what we will have as a recommended tomorrow by us. So that if there's supposed to be adverse, it's because this adverse will be a product of what we have researched and nothing else. In fact, including, I know Honorable Snell, again, you had a difficulty on the temporary arrangement of the office, but including all those things, we will know that the committees, the relevant committees, will be in charge. I think that's what tomorrow's, that the statement that tomorrow's meeting will be trying to put across, that we are in charge of the process. Another question.
Thank you, Chair. Just a question. Has this report been circulated to the other people that will be attending that meeting tomorrow? You know, like finance, for instance. I think it's, you know, I would really like to recommend that so that they are on the same song sheet as we are by the time we get to that meeting. So that we make sure that they get it, and by the time they get it, we think, the Appropriations Committee has done wonderful work, we don't have to do anything. And then they accept what we say. So I think that is maybe the way to do it, and then invite the House Chair.
Now, the objective of this meeting was that we, the architects of the report, must first adopt the report, after which then we will circulate it to other people. After this meeting, then we will do that, because we have accepted this report as our report, as it was proposed by Honorable Ramadagan. Are you seconding what Honorable Ramadagan has said? No, it's fine. So the report has been adopted. It's the report of this committee. It will be circulated to other people so that by the time we meet with them, also they have had access to it. So that is the process. Otherwise, I'm not okay.
This is not part of the process, but out of curiosity, I would like to have an idea if the remuneration of this officer will be equivalent to that of the DG or something else. Yes.
Again, the Act is also explicit. It's saying... Where is this 15.5 says the committee contemplating section 4 must recommend to the respective houses a person with the requisite experience, qualifications, and leadership skills. B, the conditions of service, including the salary and allowance of the director, which must take into account the knowledge and experience of the person, and substantially be the same as those of the top rank of the public service. So I think then that even that person, if tomorrow you give him a salary same as mine, he will take us to CCMA the next day. So, but I think that it's a good question that you're raising, so that the Act doesn't give us opportunity to deviate, because everything is prescribed. I do know that some quarters wanted this part to be amended, you know. The thing is that there are many parts of the Act that need some polishing up. It's difficult to have one part interfered with when you don't deal with the whole of the black or I mean issues around. Especially issues of time frame. That's what gives the just nice some time frame that I'm involved here.
Honorable Mashakani, you wanted to say something?
I think that the Lord and that say top rank. Now, I don't know what the top rank is. Maybe we should ask the Fundis in law to tell us what the top rank is. Now, there's different ranks in the government. So maybe they should at least explain to us so that we have a bit of an understanding. As I'm sitting here, I'm trying to think, what's the top rank? So if you can ask the lawyers in the house to give us a bit of a sense, whether it's in a little interpretation of that section, so that at least as a community will agree that this is what the lawyers or Fundis in law are saying. That's all I wanted to say.
I don't want us to go back, you know, because these questions these interpretations do rise from time to time. Does top rank mean DG in the party service? Or we have a secretary in parliament? So you're right. These questions do arise as to what is top rank? But I'm not sure if we want to engage. It says top rank of the public service. I assume that top rank of the public service then is the DG. I don't know if. Sorry.
Thank you, Chair. I think if we can go back and remember during the deliberation, this red top, yeah, we can say it's whatever it is, but part of it was that this is a very high post because of the type of work that is going to do. And looking at the requirements that we are set for this job are very high. One of the other things I remember that was discussed was that this person can't be under the secretary when they're actually supposed to be on the same level. That was just part of the deliberations. But what we must know is that it's top, not above, not middle. Whatever top is, but really we should consider some facts. We should consider some facts. The fact that we set the standards very high and the person must meet the requirements. But maybe justifying won't be needed. But that part of the job was done during that. I hope it was Mr. Jenkins was here. But really, let's remember that this is a very high post.
So Ramachandran says there are many talks with your house where it's got the top, the block of flats have got top, and this top are not necessarily the same, you know. So which top that is speaking about the honorable stuff?
Can I just ask what level of the top of the rank of the secretary of the parliament? What is his rank? Is he DG level or is he DDG level? What level is he?
All employees of parliament and
provincial legislation are on a different level. It's not linked to what I think is being implied in this act. They're not governed by the public service.
Just to conclude, it would seem that they are higher than the public service. So, but I think that I understand your question, but it's really thing that we need to sort out so that when you make an agreement, I'm not sure if we want to get enough details now. But I think those are the important questions as we come closer to the matter that we have to be sorted out, because once the advert, tomorrow's meeting should be able to say the advert must go out. And clearly, we might want to dodge those questions for now. But we must be able to say to this advert, what is the salary level of this person? So we can't dodge it too much. And we don't want to leave it to other people who might have other interests. And then we find that it allows people, gives room to people to challenge us. Because people will also look at the act and say, well, in terms of the act, this is what the act is saying. This is what you're giving me. So it means that you are in contradiction of your own, as you call it, legislation. So it's important that we be clarified. In fact, if someone could help us here, it would be much better, so that this committee can be useful to tomorrow's meeting, rather than tomorrow's meeting starting this whole thing afresh. Congressman.
I don't think we'll be able to reach conclusion on that in a discussion without the fact, but maybe we could ask Toko to interact with Advocate Jenkins if he's going to be at that meeting tomorrow, because to me it's not an issue of if this person earns more money than the secretary or not, because that person doesn't account to the secretary. The Act makes sure that this is an independent body. But what will be, there'll be transfer payments that will be made to that from Parliament to fund. Now, that fund, the Act that was passed last year on the financial management of Parliament, what provisions are in there around transfer payments to entities, for example, because maybe there'd have to be an amendment to the law, because this wasn't done at the same time. So to look at those kind of legal technicalities that might flow from this at a later stage.
I think that you're quite right that maybe we must interact with him. But I thought that last week, I thought we had agreed that he would have to attend that meeting. Yeah. So I hope that he has been informed. So I'm sure that he is aware of tomorrow's meeting. In fact, I don't know whoever we think that should be useful, because we don't want to prolong these things beyond tomorrow. Honorable Sir, I'm used to Honorable Sir. Sorry, Honorable Sir.
No, Sir, I think maybe what we could do as a committee, depending on the capacity of our own research capacity, is maybe just look, I mean, they already the requisite skills that we're suggesting at the back would in a way dictate more or less what that level is. We find that level, both whether it's a private sector or public sector, that is relatively highly paid position. So if we could do a bit of research in terms of for a private sector, what would you find in terms of this? You may find that there are big companies that have the requisite skills to this. What is it? Just for our own internal work, including that of the top-ranking official, public servant official. Now, I hear now honorable member here says that they not, or staff or members not going to be employed on the basis of the code or the effect of the public service, because it's a different code. If it is so, we would have to find out, because the phrasing here of the section, it speaks to, in fact, it says specifically public service. So in terms of that legal mind that we need to get, we need to get that clarity, because we may find a dispute if this is in fact the case. The second point, I think, I don't know whether the intention of the Act, much as there is a separate office for the highly paid official to be paid higher than the Secretary of Parliament, if you look at the hierarchy. So there it will be some difficulties in terms of the explanation of that. So I think if we could look at all little working document, if you like, that look at those three, I think it's going to be unlikely if I make the suggestion that you would find that person is paid more than the Secretary of Parliament, because it's just going to make some challenges. You can find lots of the challenges around that debate. So I think let's do our own homework in terms of what is public sector, private sector in terms of this, and what is the highly paid civil servant. But the lawyer will tell us what it is. But also, in the legal mind that the lawyer must tell us, is there the intention of the drafter that this is in line with the public service or not necessarily? Because I think the law is a bit destructive. It also tells you what you must do. So if we have a different understanding with the honorable member in terms of different rules that's going to be applicable, which is in contradiction with the law, it may just be a challenge. So if they can just clarify the committee around the legal issues pertaining to this particular issue, including the whole issue about the budget story, the whole budget, the budget of the office, because those aspects that must go out, there must be appropriation of funds for that particular office. And I guess this committee will also play a central role in that process in terms of understanding what is required. So if those few things can just be pulled together in the process of going to the advert, to drafting the advert, will be useful.
Thank you, Chair. Notwithstanding what the previous speaker has said, maybe if we could further extend this to the recipient to try and find out about this very issue we're talking about around remuneration from other places like the ones that they've gone through, because I'm sure they would have the capacity to do it.
It's fine, but whatever the law says, I think that it puts us in a precarious position, you know, of employees, not doing oversight. Our responsibility is to do oversight, not to employ. Now, by this law, we must employ, and we have put ourselves, allowed ourselves into that corner, you know. Be that as it may, but I think that I share the sentiment of Honorable Ramahlakana and Mago are raising around me. Whether I would like to have this heading above the, what you call it, heading above the secretary, who is the head of the institution, I don't think that those are the intentions. I think that we must give respect to the secretary. In some instances, people speak about having two centers of power, you know. I don't think that that's what we want to achieve. I think the secretary must remain the head and allow him to be that head. And now sometimes the issues of payment means a lot, you know. But I hope that we will find a way of resolving it. We must find it now. We don't have much time. But colleagues, perhaps Mashiko, you wanted to say something? Colleagues, I think that we have really concluded with the matters that we wanted to deal with. Unless there is another matter. But I don't know if Togo has any announcement with respect to the quarterly report, test quarterly report. I understand that Treasury has requested that initially they had suggested to come to us on the 10th, but what happened? Okay, let me rephrase it. We had wanted them to come to us by this 10th. Seems that they are not ready. But members will be informed. I think that clearly we really need to have a discussion with the President around issues of compliance with time frame, compliance with every policy. Everyone must comply with the time frame of the law. All of us. And if we can't, if we don't do that, you know, this money bills is really going to put us in a lot of difficulty. We need to resolve it now, the issues of time for it. If we can't resolve it, it's going to put us in a lot of difficulty, because it depends entirely on compliance with time for it. Including National Trust Office. And when are we meeting them, by the way? But we agreed that we would have a meeting with them to discuss that subject. Well, by the way, on the 15th, there's supposed to be a workshop day before the budget of this. So we agreed at the workshop that we would raise this matter, let it from you. They have to comply with the time frame. Honourable members, sorry? Honourable members and colleagues, thank you very much. I'm glad the course is here. You have it. Time frame.